I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. Governor Jared Polis signed an executive order yesterday aimed at increasing Colorado's low vaccination rates. 91.5 KRCC's Scott Franz has more.
Federal health officials say the country is experiencing the largest outbreak of measles since 1992. Polis is not mandating vaccines. He wants a public education campaign for parents with, quote, vaccine hesitancy and incentives for doctors offering immunizations.
We really view this as the third way between the government forcing people to get shots, which is counterproductive, and simply allowing these rates to go down, which is counterproductive to the public health and will result in people dying.
During the legislative session, Polis threatened to veto a proposal that would have made it harder for parents to opt their children out of vaccinations. Lawmakers who sponsored the failed measure are praising the executive order. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
Pat Bowlen, the Denver Broncos owner, credited with transforming the team into NFL champions and ushering billion-dollar TV deals, has died. He was 75. In a statement posted on the Broncos website, Bowlen's family said he died peacefully at home, surrounded by loved ones. They did not specify a cause of death. Bowlen had battled Alzheimer's for several years. The two Coloradans running for president made the cut for a possibly make-or-break primetime debate in Miami. U.S. Senator Michael Bennett and former Governor John Hickenlooper are among the 20 candidates who will share the stage across two nights, June 26th and 27th. This is 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Abigail Beckman.